Hello everyone, I welcome you today to an episode on podcast. I'm your host Dr. Kajri, MD in Ayurveda, your integrative health expert, and I'm here to raise awareness about Ayurveda. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you want to find out more info about Ayurveda, please visit www.enayurveda.com. This audio info is not intended to medical advice. So guys, stay tuned in and please subscribe. Hey, hello guys. Today the topic of discussion is gut health with respect to fiber. And today's episode is going to be very special because we have a guest today in our episode who is a gut health nutritional therapist, Amani Kate, and let's see what she has to say about it. Before that, I would just like to, you know, talk in brief about the gut health and fiber. So when we talk about the functional bowel disorders, it's categorized under two: IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, and FC, that is functional constipation, or called as chronic idiopathic constipation. IBD, that is inflammatory bowel diseases, are again categorized under two: Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. All these have impact on the quality of life. So now talking about Ayurveda perspective, where does Ayurveda come into this? So Ayurveda correlates IBS, that is irritable bowel syndrome, as Grahani. Grahani is one of the diseases mentioned in the Ayurveda classical texts which can be correlated to this IBS, that is irritable bowel syndrome. The main cause for Grahani as per Ayurveda is malfunctioning of your Agni digestive fire, or mild digestive fire, where you're not able to digest your food properly. This could be the main reason. Along with that, there are other factors involved in it when we study a case properly. But the causative factor has been explained is Mandagni. Also, when we see the several therapeutic approaches towards this IBS or any gut health disorders, so it could be complementary, alternative, traditional, which includes probiotics, prebiotics, symbiotics, fiber, and herbal medicinal products. So studies have shown results that probiotics, that is the lactobacillus, may be useful, and symbiotics, psyllium, and some herbal medicinal products, primarily the peppermint oil, seems to be effective in ameliorating this IBS symptoms. Symbiotics and fibers are also useful in functional constipation. Also, when we talk about the prevalence rate of these diseases, so guys, let me tell you, the percentage of IBS, that is irritable bowel syndrome, is 17.5%, and IBD, that is Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, is much more lesser. But like Crohn's disease is 0.5% and ulcerative colitis is 0.25% in the Western countries, especially when we talk about adults. So the various lines of treatment are like laxatives, prosecretory agents, prokinetic drugs, antispasmodics, antidepressants, corticosteroids, aminosalicylates, and immunosuppressive drugs. So when we come back to Ayurveda has a different line of treatment where it focuses much more on Dipana and Pachana, that is correcting your Agni first, because that's the causative factor over here. So right, we're going to start from correcting the Agni, and then the disease is going to get cured. So this was all about Ayurveda perspective. Now let's welcome our guest for today's episode, Amani Kate, who is a gut health nutritional therapist. Let's see what she has to say about the importance of fiber in our daily diet. So over to you, Amani Kate. I welcome you.
Hi everyone, my name is Amani and I'm a gut health nutritional therapist. So basically, I help people with all sorts of gastrointestinal disorders such as IBS, SIBO, and candida overgrowth. Today I'd like to talk about the importance of eating fiber. So fiber promotes the movement of material through your digestive system and increases stool bulk, so it can be of benefit to those who struggle with constipation or irregular stools. Fiber is also important because it feeds beneficial bacteria. And these beneficial bacteria produce what we call short-chain fatty acids, which are substances that can support the gut lining. Last but definitely not least, these beneficial bacteria can also contribute to producing neurotransmitters, which are happy chemicals such as serotonin and dopamine. And, you know, these happy chemicals make us very, very happy and or productive.
Hey, thank you, Amani, again for your wonderful message given to us. So let me add on to this. As she said rightly, that fiber is going to help in producing some of the helpful bacteria in the colon, because some fibers are fermented by colonic bacteria with the formation of small chain fatty acids, mainly acetate, butyrate, and which have anti-inflammatory effects and improves the propulsive colonic function and improves the gut barrier function and local immune response. So this fiber also restores a functional normal gut microbial environment. So along with fiber, you need to have adequate fluid intake, like 1.5 to 2 liters per day. Then also increase the fiber intake in your diet, at least 25 grams per day, along with a good physical activity. Also, this dietary fiber has showed both in the preclinical studies in mice and clinical studies with humans beneficial effect on IBD. So this fiber needs to be consumed in your daily diet so that your gut health keeps on improving and is always healthy, which keeps you happy. So guys, when we talk about herbal medicinal products, I would like to mention few of these, like the curcuma longa. It has showed significant effective results in ulcerative colitis and IBD conditions when compared to the placebo. Also, the central pulp of the aloe vera, that is the Ghritakumari gel extracted, 44 patients were given, and after 4 weeks they have showed significant results in the treatment of ulcerative colitis and IBD. Also, the extract of Andrographis paniculata, and clinical significance response on the group of patients for like 8 weeks mild to moderate ulcerative colitis. Peppermint oil, which seems to be effective in ameliorating this IBS symptoms. Then when talking about psyllium, which is a wonderful herb mentioned in Ayurveda classics, which is the, you know, the outer part of the seed of the plant Plantago ovata, which is soluble and viscous and intermediate fermentable fiber, has a bulk forming property and increases the fecal mass, and it stimulates the propulsive activity of the colon. So guys, these were the few examples of herbal medicinal products which have mentioned here. So you can just continue with your fiber diet. Please do not miss out fiber in your daily diet, and to get a good and better gut health. So that's all for today. Stay tuned in, stay fit and stay healthy. See you in next episode. Till then, take care. Bye-bye. Have a nice day.